Cross-curricular focus, pagan festivals. Did you know there were festivals in the UK more than 4,000 years ago? The ancient Britons left clues for us about them. Stonehenge, the most famous stone circle in the world, is one of those clues. Stonehenge, a circle of enormous vertical stones, is in Wiltshire, England. Some of the stones are 4 meters high and weigh 25 tons. That's about the same weight as 4 elephants. Some stones came all the way from South Wales, 240 kilometers from Wiltshire. So how did the people transport them? There are lots of fantastical stories about how people moved the stones this far. One theory is that Merlin the Wizard used magic to move the stones, and another story says that the devil made Stonehenge to confuse people. We still don't know the real answer. The ancient Britons used Stonehenge for pagan festivals. These celebrated the sun, moon, and nature. The pagans, dressed in special clothes and masks, sang and danced. They had 4 main celebrations each year, for spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Some people think Stonehenge is a giant calendar, and that the pagans used the stones to track the stars. This helped them know the times of their festivals. These days, Stonehenge is a very special place too. More than 800,000 people visit Stonehenge each year. Many come to learn about the amazing history, but others come to celebrate festivals like their ancestors did. For the summer solstice on the 21st of June, thousands of people go to Stonehenge to watch the sun rise. Druids go there in white cloaks with big hoods. They look like wizards, but really, they are normal people, like you and me.